Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today we're on our Discovery unit, in which we discuss a new exciting show upcoming on the Discovery Network. The show we're discussing is Super System, and it's all about trash. It's all about garbage.
Okay.
Garbage is fascinating.
Is
it? I think, yes.
It smells.
Because it does smell.
Yeah.
I don't find the smell fascinating.
No.
But I find the way that we deal with it,
the
way we solve the problem of trash and recycling, reusing, all those different things, I find that quite fascinating. Because so many of the things that we buy today, they're disposable. You use them once and you throw them away.
Yep.
Like a lot of the food you might buy at the convenience store. They
Very
come
true.
In plastic containers. You eat the food, you throw away the plastic. And it's very harmful, but it's also big business. Recycling is means a lot of dollars for a lot of people. And all these things are dealt with on the show Super System. We're going to be talking about it over the next couple of days. So hopefully you find trash, garbage, the stuff we throw out, just as fascinating as we do. So let's go ahead and read through day one of Super System.
Reading Super System. Trash. We all make it, but what happens to it after we throw it out? In the US, trash is big business for garbage companies. That's because Americans create 243 million tons of trash each year. In Seattle, Washington, garbage workers have to sort all this trash before it can be recycled. These brave workers are also the focus of Discovery's show, Super System. Seattle is one of the greenest cities in the US, and it recycles more trash than most other cities. However, turning this trash into treasure is no easy job. It all starts at the garbage company CleanScapes and its main depot. 24 drivers gather at dawn to head out and collect thousands of tons of trash. Once the drivers are back, all the trash they collected will go through the recycling process. That's because Seattle's landfills maxed out in the 1980s. City leaders back then proposed burning the trash in incinerators, but citizens protested. Citizens said they wanted to go green instead. This means for garbage workers, picking up the trash is just the tip of the iceberg.
Day one kicks off by saying, trash! We all make it, but what happens to it after we throw it out? So this is the intro. We all make trash. If you are able to live without making anything that you throw away, well, that's just incredible. I don't think there are that many people that could actually say that. I remember there was one guy who wrote a book about that.
Oh, yeah?
He tried to have a year in which he made zero waste.
Wow.
And almost went insane. Because
really?
In
it
today's
was so hard.
In today's modern times, it is basically impossible. He did his best. So we can say we all make it. Everybody makes trash.
Yep.
What happens to it after we throw it out, though? That's the big question for most of us. We make trash. We go to the trash trucks here in Taiwan. When they show up in our neighborhoods, the music sounds.
That's right.
And everybody empties out of their apartments with their bags of garbage. But what happens after that trash gets on the trucks and goes away?
Good question. Well, it says in the U.S., Trash is big business for garbage companies, okay? Garbage is another word for trash. You might have a trash can or a garbage can in your house. That's where you put the things, the garbage or trash you want to throw away. And as Joe said, it's big business, okay? It's not just a truck taking your garbage away and it just disappears somewhere. No, people have to handle it. They have to process it. And these days, of course, they have to do a lot of recycling. Who does that? Well, companies do it or the city does it. But whatever, it's big money. You have to pay the workers, pay for the equipment, pay for the land, pay for all the scientific processes that go into recycling and other things like that. So when we say something is big business, we mean there's a lot of money to be made there. It costs a lot, so people are making it into a job and making money doing it. Why? Well, it says that's because Americans create 243 million tons of trash each year. That's almost a million tons per person.
That's a lot of trash. They have around...
I'm sorry, a ton per person.
A ton per person.
A ton per person.
A ton of trash per person.
That's amazing.
There are somewhere up around, I think, 300 million people in the U.S.
Something 270,
200
something. Something like that.
So almost a ton of trash per person.
That's a lot.
Per year. If you had to see a ton of trash, that would truly send that home for you because it would be... Well, a ton of trash. It would be a lot.
A small mountain.
When we talk about being a lot of something, sometimes we exaggerate. You might say, I have a ton of homework.
Mm-hmm.
It just means I have a lot of homework to do. But this is a literal ton of trash per person. Now, in Seattle, Washington, garbage workers have to sort all this trash before it can be recycled.
Wow, so that's like Taiwan.
That's like most
like
places
in Taipei,
these days in the developed world. You throw the trash out, but then workers have to sort it. If you sort something, it means you go through, like, say, a pile of something, and you take things that are similar out of it and put them together in groups. So when you're sorting trash, you'd have to take out all the plastic and put it together, all the metals and put them together, all the different kinds of materials before they can be recycled. Recycling, I'm sure you're familiar with this, but... Things such as plastic, metals, paper, they can be broken down and made into something new again. They don't just have to be thrown out and incinerated or burned or just tossed in the garbage dumps, which is where some trash just goes and piles up. They can be, say, melted down, broken down, chopped up, and a plastic bottle can become something else made of plastic once again.
Mm-hmm. And as it says, these brave workers are also the focus of Discovery Show Super System. They are very important workers. You might even call them brave. I mean, of course, they have to put up with terrible smells and working in a very dirty place with all of our garbage. So good for them. We need them a lot, even if we don't see what they do every day. We sure would notice if they stopped doing what they do, because suddenly our streets would be full of trash and the city would smell all over the place. So good for them. Well, Seattle, it says, is one of the greenest cities in the U.S., and it recycles more trash than most other cities. Okay, so green here, of course, isn't really referring to the color of the city, although Seattle does have a lot of trees, so you might notice it's more green than maybe New York. But no, what we're really talking about is it's environmentally aware. It's set up so that there's a lot of recycling, so they save power, they save water. Seattle, more than many other cities, does as much as it can to protect the environment because, of course, with cities, we have pollution, we have lots of people, we have lots of garbage. So it tries to keep the effect, the bad effect on the earth and the environment at a low level by having smart things like lots of recycling, for example.
Seattle is a very environmentally friendly city,
that's right,
we could say.
Yeah.
However, turning this trash into treasure is no easy job.
Mm-hmm.
Treasure is something that is valuable, something that people would want. We often talk about things like gold or silver being treasure.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that are worth a lot. But in this case, well, turning trash into treasure, that comes from a phrase we often hear, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Mm.
It just means that something that is worthless to one person might be very valuable to somebody else. So that's why we're seeing turning trash into treasure here. It's no easy job. This simply means it's not easy to do. There are a lot of different steps that go into this process.
All right. It all starts at the garbage company CleanScapes and its main depot. Okay, so CleanScapes is a company that's paid by the city of Seattle to handle their trash. And they work out of one main sort of station, one main headquarters, one main place where the trucks will all begin their work in the day, in the morning, and then probably finish up their work at the end of the day. That's a depot. This is often a term we use for businesses that do involve a lot of transportation, moving things around. And they might have other smaller offices or locations around, but the main depot is sort of the head office where most of the work gets done, or certainly the most important office that they have in their network. We often use depot for other things like a train depot where the trains are parked at night. A bus depot would be similar. Or a mail depot. That would be where most of the letters will go off when they come off the airplane, and then they get sorted and organized and sent out to the smaller locations. But the main depot is the main office, the main place of work. 2 dozen drivers, remember a dozen is 12, so that's about 24 drivers, gather at dawn, when the sun comes up. Yeah, we're talking like 4 or 5 in the morning, so you got to be an early bird if you want to work in the trash industry, at least in Seattle. And then they head out, so they get in their trucks, they go out into the city all over, can collect thousands of tons of trash, all the things that the people throw out in their homes, their businesses, their office, restaurants. All that trash has to be collected.
Once the drivers are back, all the trash they collected will go through the recycling process.
Oh, that's what you're talking about when they sort it and things like that.
Yes, a process is all the things, all the steps you have to go through in order to accomplish something. In this case, they are recycling things. They are taking materials like plastic, paper, and metals of different kinds, and they are going to get them ready to be reused as something else again. So this is the process, all the steps. Now, once again, we see the phrase, that's because, we're showing cause and effect here. Seattle's landfills maxed out in the 1980s. Wow. A landfill is a place where trash that is not recycled goes. It's just things that are getting thrown out and they are piled up. These landfills can be huge areas because we make a lot of garbage, as we have seen in this article. Seattle's landfills maxed out. It means there was not room for one more empty soda bottle, one more dirty diaper, one more old newspaper. There was no more room for any more trash in the landfills in the 1980s. So we're talking around 30 years ago or more that this happened, so they had to come up with another solution.
That's right. That was a long time ago, and Seattle has grown a lot by since then, so there's a lot more people in the city, too. This is a big problem. Well, city leaders, it says, back then, back in the 1980s when the landfills are also sometimes called dumps, the dump, D-U-M-P, where you take the trash, or where the garbage trucks take the trash when they're finished. Anyway, so city leaders back then proposed burning the trash in incinerators, but citizens protested. Okay, an incinerator is basically a furnace. Imagine a huge fire, and you put lots of things into this super hot fire, and it basically just burns it all up. And you might think, well, that's great. So all your garbage just gets burned up, and then we can forget about it. Well, yes, but of course, when you burn things, it makes smoke, and any sort of pollution or poisons or anything bad in the garbage will then end up in the air. And of course, when it rains or when the wind blows, that stuff will come back down on the earth. So if you live near an incinerator, you might be a little worried that you're breathing in a lot of dirty smoke, and it could make you sick in the end, right? So a lot of people thought, no, we don't just want to burn it up, because that's just going to take one problem and create and make it into a new problem. So the citizens protested. They said, no, we don't want to do that. We disagree with the city leaders. We want to find a better way. And that's what they said. They said they wanted to go green instead. Or as Joe mentioned, they want to become more environmentally friendly, do things, find a new way of doing things that's better for the environment.
This means for garbage workers, picking up the trash is just the tip of the iceberg. Mm. Now, this phrase, just the tip of the iceberg, it just means it's a very small part of a very, very large issue or a large job that involves many different steps or processes. Mm-hmm. So when they pick up the trash, this is just step one of many different steps. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And this phrase is actually our shortcut for you for today. So before we go to our For You chat, let's have our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Is that another clue?
Yes. It looks like the criminal we're looking for wasn't just a robber.
No?
No. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Wait. Why are you talking about ice right now? We are on a case.
If something is the tip of an iceberg, it means it is a small part of a larger situation.
Okay. So the tip of an iceberg means 冰山一角.
That's right. It looks like this case is a much larger one than we thought.
You know, I feel like this case is just the tip of the iceberg. I think this robber was working with even more powerful men.
For You Chat.
Today we've been talking about trash and the issue of recycling. Now, in Taiwan here, recycling is quite convenient. You just have to separate or sort your trash yourself, and you can take it out when the trash trucks come, and they have separate bags that you can toss your plastics and your paper and all your recyclable materials in. And then off it goes to the recycling depot. So, Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot
here.
How much of your trash do you recycle and why?
Why? Because it's good for the environment.
Good answer.
That's why. It's a simple answer. How much? As much as I can, but I'd like to take a moment here and complain about something, Joe.
Uh-oh.
I live in New Taipei City,
yes.
Xinbei Shi, and just last week they told us that they're not recycling styrofoam anymore.
Did they say why?
No, I didn't ask.
It's inconvenient.
Just someone in the apartment building told us, oh, you can't recycle that stuff anymore. The styrofoam is that kind of white packing material you might get your bananas in, that little white tray that you might buy meat or bananas in at the supermarket. Anyway, so that, and also they stopped recycling plastic bags a year or two ago.
That's not good.
So all of those things we now just put in the normal garbage with, you know, food and other stuff like that.
Plastic bags are one of the big environmental
big problems, right?
Because they don't break down, or if they do break down, they take a very, very long time.
Exactly.
And
I'm pretty sure that in Taipei City they still recycle all those things, but for some reason, someone out there in the government in New Taipei City decided, no, we're not going to recycle that anymore, and I think it's a silly thing to do, and I don't know why they would make that decision.
Sometimes with, say, plastic bags, for example, they stop recycling them because they're trying to encourage people to use, say, cloth bags or reusable
bags. Well, I, of course, do reuse them as much as I can, but sometimes you just get a plastic bag.
And that only works, say, if places like supermarkets or convenience stores stop offering plastic bags.
Or charge you much more money for them.
They can discourage people from using them by saying, okay, you want a plastic bag, that's going to be 10 NT rather than 1 NT.
1 NT is not very much. You're right. If they were $10 or $20, I think a lot of people would change a lot faster.
Well, of course, with anything to do with the environment, we can have long and very interesting and worthwhile debates and discussions about this. It's time for you guys to have a chat about this as well. How much of your trash do you recycle and why? As for us, we are out of time, but please join us next time for day two of Super System here on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Super System. Trash. We all make it, but what happens to it after we throw it out? In the US, trash is big business for garbage companies. That's because Americans create 243 million tons of trash each year. In Seattle, Washington, garbage workers have to sort all this trash before it can be recycled. These brave workers are also the focus of Discovery's show, Super System. Seattle is one of the greenest cities in the U.S. and it recycles more trash than most other cities. However, turning this trash into treasure is no easy job. It all starts at the garbage company CleanScapes and its main depot. 24 drivers gather at dawn to head out and collect thousands of tons of trash. Once the drivers are back, all the trash they collected will go through the recycling process. That's because Seattle's landfills maxed out in the 1980s. City leaders back then proposed burning the trash in incinerators, but citizens protested. Citizens said they wanted to go green instead. This means, for garbage workers, picking up the trash is just the tip of the iceberg.
Vocabulary Review.
Ton. An adult cow or bull usually weighs more than 1 ton. Sort. Workers in the factory sorted the products before putting them in boxes. Recycle. It's important to recycle paper, plastic, and other items. Treasure. The scientists dug in the ground to find some hidden treasure. Process. The worker follows the same process each time to make a pair of shoes.